This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple days ago, a study came out saying how chocolate ice cream, bacon, junk food could be more nutritious than other food. And when I saw this, I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? So apparently there was a study that decided to score foods over multiple metrics. Let me see if I have all the metrics here. Drovers.com says apparently this is a study that was funded by Bill Gates and Dr. Darush Moafarian, a cardiologist, nutrition researcher, and dean, at the Tufts University Friedman School of Nutrition, Science, and Policy. This study was funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to conduct research on more than 8,000 different foods and beverages to create a quote-unquote food compass that rates each food on 9 nutritional values and gives everyone a score of 0 to 100. So the 9 nutritional values that they looked at food were the nutrient ratios, unsaturated to saturated fat, fiber, carbohydrate, potassium, sodium. So the ratio of unsat to saturated fat, fiber to carbs, and potassium to sodium. You obviously want higher potassium. Vitamins, they looked at minerals, food ingredients, additives, processing, specific lipids or fats, fiber and protein, and phytochemicals. Now, according to Moxifarian scale used in the food compass, food or beverages with the following scores should be consumed accordingly. So if they got low scores, like 0 to 30, you should really limit consumption. If you got 31 to 69 in terms of points, consume those foods with you consume in moderation. If any of the foods hit 70 to 100, they were highly encouraged and no limitations. So food compass, they found in the list of foods some traditionally considered junk food and less desirable wild game meats to rank higher than ground beef, pork chops, and even skinless, sauceless chicken breast. So from best to worst, this is some of the foods they scored. Cocoa Puffs. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Scored the highest at 64. We're talking about a cereal, a sugary cereal. General Mills Cocoa Puffs. Then came chicken breast, grilled, skinless, 61 points. A possum got 57 points. Potato chips, especially the sour cream and onion flavored, ranked higher at 56. Squirrel was 56. Corn chips like Fritos. Oh, I love Fritos. 55. Chicken breast rotisserie with the skin on, 48. Bear, 46. Beaver, 43. A chicken wing was 38. It's going lower. M&M's peanut chocolate candies scored 35. Now, M&M's peanut chocolate candy scored higher than beef that was roasted and lean. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup came next, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup beat out cooked ground beef, beat out cheddar cheese. Pork bacon came at number 24, pumpkin pie, 23 points, chocolate milk made from syrup with whole milk, 23, pork roast, pork chop, and then pork beef sausage came in as a number one. So I don't know what you guys want to do with this, but I would not say, you know, to live on Cocoa Puffs. But it's interesting how they would scale things. And what this highlights to me is, I think, a mistake a lot of us make with food. We go, okay, you know what? I want to do just all natural. I'm going to have no sugar in it, and I'll be good. Well, no, because sometimes you're getting a lot of, you know, processing and fat and salt in, you know, some of these other foods and meats and things like that. And then others like vegetarian. I told you, the biggest problem I had trying to be vegetarian wasn't the concept of vegetarianism. It's absolutely fascinating. My problem is I start to compensate with carbs. I'm like, well, I'm not eating meat. So to avoid meat, if the salad's not going to cut it, I'll have some bread. Well, I started eating more pasta and bread. That's not, in fact, I know a lot of vegetarians that are overweight. And it's because, again, they compensate with the carbs. So I think what this does is it reminds us that there are some things we eat that have some great nutritional value. There are others that don't. But, I mean, according to this, they were almost looking at how French fries could even do better than other foods because they're potato chips. They say potatoes are rich in iron, fiber, and potassium. Some researchers say you can't eat French fries daily. They think it's a great variety of vegetables and potatoes. I don't like that because French fries have salt. They have oil on it. You know, if you ever get a bag from, you know, your fast food, the bag looks all greasy because of the French fries, because they were fried. I worked in fast food. I know. So you might be thinking, well, I'm going to cut a potato. Now, I mind you, I love doing like little scalloped potatoes. But if you're going to add the butter, you're going to add the salt, you're going to add, it's, you make it unhealthy. So my recommendation is to get at least 9 to 5 fruits and vegetables a day. They all can't be fruit. You got to get those vegetables in to cut your sugar, to have whole grains, fiber, less starchy starches, more unprocessed, grainy, fibery bread. In terms of meat, you don't have to have a whole bunch of meat. You don't have to have meat every meal or every day. But there are lots of ways you could get protein, whether it's tofu, whether it's salmon, whether it's fish. But make sure it's a variety. Don't just eat beef. Don't just eat fish. Don't just eat chicken. You know, variety it up. And then dairy. A lot of people say, I'm avoiding dairy. You don't necessarily have to avoid dairy. In fact, dairy has been shown to help you lose weight. You just don't need to do whole milk. You could do non-fat. You know, you could limit the cheese because, again, the fat. But you got to drink a lot of water. I recommend anywhere from 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. More if it's hot. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So here we are. 2022 was not without its drama. And we're still only in August. We haven't even gotten through to midterms. So there's always some October surprise. And some of you have sent me notes saying this monkeypox and flu and another COVID wave, they're going to have something like a flu monkey Rona virus that's going to prevent people from going to the polls, and everybody has to do mail-in ballots. And I get it. I get many of you guys are very exhausted. You're very fatigued. You're shocked that the things the way it did over the past few years. I would have personally never had an election with a brand spanking new, untested, and prepared election where just everybody gets some ballots, fill out your ballots, send them in the mail, and we'll make it work. It was very poorly designed. And maybe the election results turned out exactly the way they should be. But I think a good number of Americans are wondering why ballots were picked up after, why there, you know, why some people got two, some people got none. And it's frustrating. So we have midterm elections, and I know some of you have criticized me for talking about monkeypox, talking about, of course you guys have criticized it. You don't want to hear about monkeypox. You know, I talked to you guys about the flu, you know, talked to you guys about COVID, and you're afraid that the media is going to, with this conversation, try to plan a narrative to make it look like we can't go to the polls. Now, I am very confused why we didn't put off any elections or we didn't prepare ahead of time for how we would do remote voting and harvesting and all the other stuff that happened. And I think, you know, to mail in a ballot and not get a ballot and worry that somebody took your ballot and dead people voting, It was a cluster and a half. And these midterms are really crucial. And I'm a little nervous about if people don't think our election integrity is there, then they're not going to think we live in a democracy. And if they don't think we live in a democracy, right, things are going to get a little revolutionary. And I wish I had the answer. I wish I could explain why, you know, some of these videos were seen, you know, weren't addressed. Why, when people were arrested for falsifying ballots, there wasn't more of an investigation. It was, look, we counted the ballots, we recounted, everything's good, you know, Biden won. And you know, whether you're happy that Biden won or not, I want to know that every election is foolproof. Now, there's always fraud in elections. There's always dead people voting for their dead spouse, people trying to vote twice. You don't even need your driver's license anymore. I need to show my driver's license to get alcohol. But when I go to vote, they're like, I don't want it. I go, you sure? They go, no. Well, and again, who's going to try to pretend to be Dr. Dahlia? I'm obvious, but still. I'm like, you sure? Can you check me off? So nobody tries to be Dahlia Wax, throw on a big blonde wig, stuff their bra, cackle really loud, and pretend to be me when they vote. Can you guys at least, you know, write me off the list? And it does make us a little nervous. It does make us wonder, because we want to know that whoever we're voting for really won. We want to know that America is speaking, that it's not just games. And so, you know, if I am going to be discussing this monkeypox crisis, which, by the way, we are getting 1,000 cases rising per day of this. This is spreading. I'm seeing lesions on patients. This is nothing that's fake. No, a lot of people think, oh, it's fake. It's another, you know, COVID wasn't fake. Monkeypox isn't fake. We are going to be looking at a flu season. I just don't believe that it should force an election to be completely overturned and not done properly. And all these, you know, trucks of ballots and, you know, anecdotal stories of, yeah, I had a truck and then the truck were ballots. And, you know, we really do need to have some organization. And we need to also have some checks and balances. And it doesn't sound like there are. When at these voting areas and these voting tallies, they wouldn't let people watch. They made people like Fox News be almost a football field away. Well, then how is that? How come some of the envelopes had holes in it? People were posting, they go, look, this is my ballot. And you could see that I voted for a candidate. And if you see that I voted for that candidate, now they know it's a Democratic or a Republican envelope. Why are there holes in the envelope? I mean, there were just so many things. And I'm not here to say that I think the election was stolen from Trump. I'm not even going to go there because everybody has an opinion on that. But I'm just, you know, as an American citizen, Just, you need to explain to me why all the little shenanigans. What? Explain to me the holes. Explain to me why some of my friends never got a ballot and some got two. And why that didn't immediately negate election results and we start over. You know, if you take a test and you get caught cheating, that's done. It's not, we don't go, well, you know what? Maybe you didn't cheat. Now there's a reason for it. You got the answer right. We'll just let it go. If there was any sort of fraud picked up, we have to assume there's contamination. It just like if you pick up a Petri dish and there's a contaminant in that Petri dish, you don't just sit there and, you know, take it off and go, well, I'll eat the rest, just like mold on some bread. You throw the whole thing out. And so I'm not naive. All elections have some BS that happens. So there's no way we're going to have a BS-free election. But the degree to which we have this, what I worry about, it's not that Trump lost or Biden won, is what's going to happen the next election. And one real big casualty of what happened with the previous election is now when I try to talk to you guys about some of these other illnesses and some of these other outbreaks, immediately people are going to watch what happens in November. They're going to claim that this is going to keep us from going to the polls. And I need to, from a public health standpoint, be able to talk about medicine and talk about public health without it being ridiculed, without it being doubted, without it being twisted into some narrative. And you know, I agree with a lot of people. Something was up with the last election. I don't know what. I've seen the videos. I was blown away because in our neck of the woods, you know, some of my liberal reporter friends said 97% of people we polled today said they're voting for Trump. And I go, were they joking or were they? No. They really said, I really think this is going to be a landslide. We thought it was going to be a landslide. So when things turn another way, yeah, maybe you really have a silent majority. But we've never seen a president this popular. It was just things just didn't add up. And so I think a lot of people feel it didn't add up, but if we move forward, you couldn't ask Mike Pence to, you know, go against his constitutional duties, just move forward. You know, if Trump runs again and, you know, any sort of accused shenanigans are controlled and, you know, people don't cheat, he'll get voted back in. If he really is that popular, he'll get voted back in. But I don't want, you know, people accusing us doctors to be a part of some conspiracy when it has to do with the elections. I agree, mail-in ballots were not the best idea. And as much as I don't want anybody to get a you know, more severe strain of COVID or flu or monkeypox, I still don't believe any election should move forward when it hasn't, the process hasn't been vetted, and we can't prove to the American people that it's cheat proof, that nobody could cheat. But we haven't gone there yet. All we hear is, yeah, the, you know, Postal Service is going to handle all the ballots. They're going to get them where they need to go. And they're going to, I mean, if there is cheating, it's, you know, extra ballots being completed. It's duplicate names. It's, you know, people, harvesting the ballots. So, but, you know, please, guys, I probably agree with you guys on a lot more things than you think I do. But if I have to talk to you about monkeypox and things like that, you know, it's not fake. All right, and I don't think this is being set up for the election. Now, there will be an October surprise, and we'll see what happens there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than half the respondents to a new poll think there's an invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border. The NPR Ipsos survey found an overwhelming sentiment among Republicans that the United States is experiencing an invasion at the southern border. Republicans also identify illegal immigration as a more serious problem than Democrats do. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admits the agency fell short responding to the COVID-19 pandemic and is calling for a new plan to become more accountable. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on what he believes is the issue at the CDC.
The problem was that they acted too quickly and not based on science. It wasn't that they were, waiting around for science. They were reacting every week with a new edict that contradicted the previous week's edict.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Twitter. Well, the Dr. Dolly Show and then on Twitter. Okay. So there's been a lot of complaints about the CDC since the pandemic began. And me as a physician, I received some of that heat. Right? And a lot of you guys were kind of ticked off, especially if I didn't agree with you. And so when some of you were, saying, yeah, we need to mandate. And I was like, not a big fan of the mandates. Okay, you got ticked. When some of you guys are like, the masks are stupid. And I'm like, no, the N95 masks aren't stupid. The bandanas are, but the N95 masks aren't stupid. You got mad. So I get it that during the pandemic, one of the easiest people to kind of beat up on are those in the medical arena. You had all this anti-pharmaceutical, and then all of a sudden, oh, okay, well, we need the vaccine. Then, oh, pharmaceutical companies are nice. And then, no, because now they're mandated. Bad pharmaceutical companies. So we went back and forth from being good to bad to good to bad. And I have, from the beginning, been very empathetic and understanding about how it's probably kind of difficult for the CDC. And how the CDC probably did have a tough time. And being the CDC in a brand new pandemic without getting any information from any of the labs that were working on SARS, maybe they did get some of the information, but working blindly with a new virus when we didn't have testing, when we didn't have medications, when we didn't have data that we needed, I understand they were in a tough position. Just like with monkeypox, people are like, well, they need to work faster, they need to work faster. Some reports are saying they delayed and they sat and they hemmed and hawed and they did what government workers do. Others are saying, look, they didn't have a lot of smallpox vaccine. And that's all we have for monkeypox. So it does take a while to make more. So I could see both sides. And as a physician, I have to. It's so easy to sit there and bitch and complain and, you know, and criticize. But I could see both sides. I told you where, you know, how Dr. Rochelle Walensky is going to overhaul the CDC. I believe they have close to, 11, 12,000 employees that make almost over $1 billion. The CDC employees make bank, and there's thousands of them. And the CDC headquarters in Atlanta is really, really nice. And so if people feel that the CDC isn't doing their job, a good manager will look and see, well, what's going on? Isn't that many people worked remote? Is it that they didn't have the productivity? Is it that a lot of people weren't showing up? Is it that they were short-staffed? What exactly happened? And it sounds like they have about 12,000 employees, and they're all getting emails, and it's all going to be this big overhaul, and there's going to be duties maybe reassigned. But Dr. Rochelle Walensky, which I actually agree with on this point, thinks the public has distrusted the CDC, and she needs to fix that. And absolutely, we've said this from the beginning. People do not trust the CDC. You know, there's an E. coli outbreak going on right now that the CDC is trying to alert people about. Nobody knows. Nobody's, you know, and I don't even think it's the CDC's fault. I think people are like, oh, man, all right, whatever. You know, I'll hear about it on TikTok or Facebook. I don't need to necessarily go to the CDC website. And the CDC, in its defense, is in competition with Google News, with Bing, with Microsoft News, with MSN, with Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You know, I go to the CDC website for my data, but other people don't. They go to Facebook. There's like a Billy Bob John who always posts the news. They follow Billy Bob. Or you guys follow me. We need, no matter who's online, we still need a center for disease control. We do need a headquarters. We do need a mothership. So I am highly commending Dr. Walensky for realizing that the CDC made some big mistakes, owning up to it, admitting it, and then trying to regain public trust. As I've said since the beginning of this pandemic, if they don't get their acts together, then when something bigger happens, and something bigger will happen, you are going to have a population go, what? Forget about it. So there were a lot of screw-ups, and it wasn't just all with the CDC. I told you one of the biggest mistakes that we made with public health, one of the largest mistakes, was a mandate. You mandating that people get a vaccine, that was one of the most ridiculous things and probably one of the most harmful things to public health. Now, some of you will disagree. You're like, well, no, the mandate's good because it got people vaccinated. No, quite the opposite. One is, as soon as the mandate came, people tried to find fake cards. And they did. There was a huge fake card market. They're still arresting people for fake cards. So now you think you're standing next to somebody that is like completely immune, right, virgin, when it comes to COVID, and they lied. Number two is, some people were getting vaccines with no medicine in it. Number three is, people were losing their jobs, people were getting discriminated against, and you were mandating something that ended up not providing long-term immunity. So when I was speaking to somebody about the monkeypox vaccine, and they answered me by, you mean like the COVID vaccine? They apparently got two COVID vaccines, two boosters, and they still got COVID. And they're like, why did four shots in a year and a half not protect me? So that wasn't necessarily the CDC's fault, but if the CDC at all perpetuated the narrative that the mandate was a good idea and everybody needs to get the vaccine, and now they're guilty by association. And people are like, well, now if you mandate a vaccine, I'm going to be like, go blow it out your retroperitoneum. So I have patients now, they aren't even getting their kids vaccinated. They're like, we had to go through all that with COVID. I'm not going to stick another vaccine in my kid. And I'm like, but wait a second. Okay, first, you know, the kid wasn't mandated yet, and we have other vaccines your kids need. People are becoming more anti-vaccine. That's what happens with a mandate. Even those who got the vaccine. Now I think there's going to be lawsuits for people who lost their jobs and, you know, were ridiculed and discriminated and were kicked out of restaurants and all sorts of things because school, because they didn't, you know, get a mandated shot that only offered a few months of maybe immediate or burst immunity. Personally, I got the vaccine. I think the vaccine helped, but that's what the CDC should have done. The CDC should have said, look, we're not here to get involved with politics. As the CDC, we are finding that the immunity that is offered by these shots, even though they're older shots, obsolete, and we need new ones, is still providing protection. Here's our data. And stay out of the politics. You know, same thing with masks. You know, and say, look, we get that the virus can outsmart the mask, but the mask will provide a barrier. We understand that 6 feet, the 6 feet rule, might not make a lot of sense when somebody talks like Dr. Dahlia, when I'm like, ha! I mean, I've already spread whatever I had for breakfast past 6 feet. And that, you know, and they should say, look, we understand that, you know, 6 feet isn't an absolute. But during, you know, when we're in a respiratory type of crisis, yeah, try to stay away from each other. Try this. If they would have just done that, I think people would have been like, okay. But some people wanted the CDC to give them absolutes. And I'm not here to defend the CDC the whole time, but they put themselves in a position where, okay, guys, you guys listen to us. You listen to us. You come to us. Well, then people wanted the absolute. They're like, please, please, all right? I bow to you. Just tell me whatever I have to do to not get COVID. And they should have said, guys, we don't know. We don't know. We're learning. It's evolving. And as other doctors are trying to speak up, you know, we're not going to brand them as misinformation. We're going to take all ideas and we're going to come up with more guidance. So, yeah, CDC needs to revamp some things. 1-877-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite singers in the whole wide world is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, especially her 90s music. I don't know if I like a lot of her latest songs, but man, in the 90s, her multiple octave range just blew things away. And she was in that top tier with Whitney Houston, with Celine Dion, with Christina Aguilera. You know, there's, women who can just, you know, blow us away with their ranges. And Mariah Carey's one of them. And Mariah Carey's Christmas album is one of the most popular. I think it's All I Want for Christmas Is You is also the name of the album, I believe. So, and her song, All I Want for Christmas, you know, All I Want for Christmas is You, that one was a huge, huge hit. Not my favorite of hers. I love that album, and it's a good song, but I think it's been overplayed. I really like the Baby Come Home, you know, Baby Please Come Home, that one, but that's a remake, so that's not necessarily her song. But anyway, I just love all Christmas music, so it's one of my favorite albums of all time. But she did something that started to kind of make a little people, or a little, started to cause a little bit of a brouhaha and people upset. And I believe she wants to trademark the term Queen of Christmas. Now, I went to Mariah Carey's Christmas show a couple years ago, and it was fantastic. And I loved her Christmas show. It was great. It was beautiful. It was, I think even her kids were on it. And it was fantastic. But does that make her the queen of Christmas? Now, I get Elvis is the king. Is Mariah Carey the queen? Now, she might be the queen of vocals. I know Christina Aguilera can match her on some. You know, Whitney Houston. I mean, you know, do they want to be the queen of soul or pop or rock and roll? Or but the queen of Christmas? That's kind of putting little people on edge. So Mariah Carey filed her trademark last March. The news was made public in July. According to the application that was filed with the U.S. Trademark Office, the trademark term would cover a large range of items like lotions, fragrances, jewelry, mugs, clothes, food, ornaments, and, of course, music. Now, there's a lot of singers out there that are now showing resistance. Singer Elizabeth Chan officially filed against Carey. She said, "Christmas has come way before us on Earth, and hopefully will be around way after any of us on Earth." This is what Chan told Variety. She said, "That's not the right thing to do. Christmas is for everyone. It's meant to be shared. It's not meant to be owned." She's trying to trademark this in every imaginable way: clothing, liquor products, masks, dog collars. It's all over the map. Singer Darlene Love also expressed objection. She said, "David Letterman officially declared me the Queen of Christmas 29 years ago. A year before Carey released All I Want for Christmas Is You, and 81 years of age, I'm not changing anything. I've been in the business for 52 years, have earned it, and can still hit those notes. If Mariah has a problem, call David or my lawyer." So Love was the one who sang, you know, "Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home," right? "Christmas, the sun's going down," or whatever it is, that song. It's a remake. And she would sing it every year from 86 to 2014 on Letterman's show. But Carey sings that on her her Christmas album. And then the All I Want for Christmas Is You, that was released in 1994. And that still tops one of the top Christmas songs out there. So it's interesting. I am a huge, huge fan, but this, what we've been seeing, and I don't know if you guys have been watching it to the same degree as some of us do, but we are watching people redefine, and try to be relevant with future generations that might not appreciate who they are. And as a result, we're seeing more marketing. We're seeing more, what's the word for it? Where you're sensationalizing and you're merchandising. And, you know, like Tom Holland. Tom Holland is he's Spider-Man. But Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man. But the newer ones become more relevant. And so Mariah Carey, who was a queen in the 80s and 90s, and mostly 90s, 2000s, you know, she has her show, you think she'd be richer than rich. In fact, one of her homes, I don't know if she still has it, was in my neighborhood, in the fancier part of my neighborhood, not where I live. And, you know, I'd walk by it going, "Oh my gosh, oh Mariah, come out on the balcony and sing," you know. Oh, I wanted to meet her so badly. I've always wanted to meet her. That's on my bucket list. But the thing is, these individuals are they're not has-beens by any means. You know, has-beens, you know, sadly, they can't get a job, they can't get work, and then they have to support themselves, and you'll see pictures of them at stores and fast food and things like that. And but when you have these individuals who have always been at the top, and they just aren't having that same sort of awe from the Gen Zs or the Generation Alphas or the younger generations, then they start to fall in this category of, all right, I don't want to be a has-been. We're going to be talking about how Jonah Hill, Tom Holland have talked about their struggles with anxiety or their struggles with mental illness. Tom Holland, I believe, said that he's going off social media because he just can't read what people say about him. And I'm not saying we feel sorry for celebrities, but be very careful getting caught up in this. I mean, it's almost like everywhere I turn, you see a star from the past making a comeback. And good. I don't want to think that they just go off into oblivion. We have some very, very talented stars that should, you know, always hopefully be in the movies. But then you see things that are forced, where the agent, somebody owed the agent, you know, some favor, and you see somebody cast, very miscast, just so they could still be relevant. And so what worries me about what Mariah Carey is doing is Mariah Carey's brand was so pure, was so perfect, was so iconic, that now trying to get this name Queen of Christmas, that's going to now sully it. And it starts to put her in a light of, now wait a second, is she being a smart business person, or is this a sign of desperation? Now, I don't want to accuse her of being desperate, but you don't need Mariah Carey. Someone like Mariah Carey doesn't need Christmas to boost her numbers, to boost her stats, to boost her social media cred. She doesn't need that. Yes, that could be a huge business move, but it's Christmas. It's one of those things where you don't touch it. Don't touch Christmas. You know, people want to be the queen. They want to be the king. I get it. They want to be known. They want to go down. And that's another thing. A lot of middle-aged people, they're like, you know, what am I going to be known for? So I don't know. I'm kind of the thinking that, look, you know, there's a time for all of us. You know, if you are amazing, there's always access to your previously amazing work. If you can't be as amazing anymore, you don't need to usurp something else. You don't need to force it. You know, once you take a title like that, and Christmas is a religious, very the devout, very solemn holiday. And one thing that I think a lot of us are trying to fight is the commercialization of holidays. You know, I mean, the story behind Hanukkah is a very tragic one, and it's an amazing one, and it's a beautiful story. But when you ask people about Hanukkah, it's, well, you got a dreidel you spin, and you eat a lot of fried pancakes, fried latkes, and you light a menorah. Well, with Christmas, you sing, baby, please come home. You do a Christmas tree, and you give presents. That's really not what these holidays are about. 1-877-DOLLY-NOVOY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.